I can understand how it might be kinda hard to love a girl like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know I've really. Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored. Crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's applied for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video film.
Ah, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Yeah, still getting everything together here. I only hear half of my headphones working and half of the board's up the way I need it to be. So I'll get all that stuff together. And in the meantime, here's some stuff I just picked up from... It's Looking for Johnny. Well, first of all, we have a great band in here today. 61 Ghosts will be coming on live soon. Maybe half hour to an hour. I'll find out with the guys in a little bit. Whenever you're ready, guys, we'll talk about it. Right now, I just got to figure out what's going on with the board and my headphones. Oh, maybe I just need to plug them in all the way. That works. But anyways, great movie. Looking for Johnny. Danny Garcia movie. And, you know, all about Johnny Thunders. I actually got put in the thank yous and the credits in this. I guess for carting Billy around and stuff. Billy Rath. Yeah. So I found the soundtrack, and there's some great stuff on it. Here's an instrumental I don't remember. I guess it was in the movie. But Get Off the Phone instrumental, Joe. Joe Mazzari actually has played with Johnny Thunders, so he loves this stuff. And the, you know what, though? This isn't just because you're here. I mean, Joe played with him, Go ahead, get on the phone. Get on the mic there. Get off the phone is what I'm about to play. That's why I have that in the mind. Hey, Joe. Joe Mazzari, everyone.
Brian, how are you? Except for your hand. I think you're okay.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell everyone yet. My hand looks really nasty right now. I was cut. Marie's away. She's watching her brother's play, so I have to fend for myself. And the other night, I'm cooking up one of those Stouffer's French bread pizzas. And, you know, maybe I don't think they're going to send me some free stuff for mentioning them here, because I was cutting their pizza and the thing flipped over, and I swear, like, the sauce got on my hand and it's like molting lava. I have like third degree burns on my hand right now. I mean, stuff's coming out of it.
Oh, it's, I don't need to see that.
You can see it, Joe.
I can see it, but I don't need to see it.
Well, I thought I'd let some air get on it today, maybe form some scabs, because, I mean, this thing's like all the way through. It's...
But it doesn't prevent your future guitar playing, and can you hold your mic in your other hand?
Yeah, I can hold handle that, Joe. I don't think I'm ever gonna be a professional guitarist anyway. I mean, I play with the guitar. I'm not a guitarist like yourself.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but the word professional throws me for a loop there. But thank you for those sentiments.
Anyway, here is something I found the other day. Looking for Johnny soundtrack. Great stuff. Here's an instrumental of Get Off the Phone. I don't know where they found this one,
yeah,
but it's really cool sounding, you know.
I'd love to hear it.
And, well, here you go, Joe.
Here we are.
And Joe will be playing with his new band, 61 Ghosts, soon. Yeah, it was the Daughters I was trying to think
exactly.
of that you
yep.
you had opened up with.
We used to open for Johnny, and then he must have been really high because he enjoyed what we were doing. And then he'd come up on stage and play Chatterbox and Louie Louie Gloria, and then it went from there to, do you want to be my backing band for on and off for a few years?
Right. It's great stuff, and you also played with a Jerry Nolan band, right?
Jerry Nolan and Walter Lohr. We did a bunch of stuff with both those guys. They're both great. They were, or Jerry and Johnny were great, and Walter's still kicking, which is fantastic.
And all three of those guys are all over this track. Hey, we're a crash course for the Ravers on 91.5 WMFO. If you got questions for me, a request, if you will, and if you have questions for the band 61 Ghosts, we have Dixie here as well.
Yeah, Dixie wants to do a CD giveaway. We'll come up with a couple questions. Whoever gets them right, we'll get a free CD.
Are you going to get them the CDs?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we'll have Dixie take the name and address.
And the first one will be Brian's first name. We're making it really easy.
Oh, okay, so the first person to call who knows my first name... Are we doing that right now?
Sure, let's do it now.
855-915-9636 gets a free CD, you're saying?
Sure.
61 Ghost CD. There you go. Here's the Heartbreakers. Get Off the Phone instrumental. And we'll be back soon to talk more with the 61 Ghosts. Well, we'll hear from 61 Ghosts. Let's let them set up, right?
Cool.
We'll be right back.
Lester Grinspoon, associate professor emeritus of psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
When they're spitting in your eye, I'm trying to get out. I can't sing that high pitch. Yeah, April March there with Chick Habit. That's an old French song, actually. And I don't know how they translated something that could make sense and rhyme so well. But the lyrics are hilarious to that song, you know? You're going to need a heap of glue when they cut you up in two when they catch up to you. I mean, it's just like crazy stuff. Chick Habit. Listen to it sometime. Let me put up your... There are your mics, Joe and sure. Dixie.
Ooh, that's a woman who's been scorned.
Chick Habit, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just run down what we played first, guys. Started with Driving Saturday, the Thighs Creepers. I guess you got a double dose of that with the girls training before us. Great job, by the way, by the girls. That. Yeah, I guess they let you in.
They did.
The trainees.
Liz was awesome.
And carried, Liz. Carried guitars up. What more could you ask for?
Right on. After that, we had Heartbreakers, Get Off the Phone. Just picked up the Looking for Johnny's original soundtrack. A lot of good stuff on there. Get Off the Phone, instrumental. And then Billy Boy, which I played a bunch of times, another instrumental. And then something very interesting. I'm confronted by actress Johnny's first band, and I think wasn't also Jerry Nolan in that band.
You got me on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was a couple or a few of the guys from New York Dolls had a band called Actress before New York Dolls, and the song sounded just like Sad No, So Alone.
Yeah.
So Alone. I kept saying Sad Vacation.
Right, right, yeah.
It sounds just like So Alone, and it's called I'm Confronted. So Alone, what album did Johnny put that out on?
And it wasn't on the So Alone album.
It wasn't?
No. And well, actually, if you want to sing it, we'll play it later.
I'll dig up the lyrics and give it a go if you want.
Finally.
Well, I gave it an attempt at the C note when you played. And
So Alone or Ramblin' Rose?
No. I gave an attempt at both of them. That's like, you are a man that will just go up there even if he doesn't know it and do it.
A brave attempt.
Yeah, right. I'll bring up the lyrics to anything you want and sing it. How do you like that?
Fantastic.
Even though my voice is sounding like I don't know today, but
oh, don't start with please. The excuses.
Just sing with passion.
Really, your fingers are hurt, not your throat.
Right.
It doesn't hurt, but I do hear a little gravelly.
That's good.
Oh, that's even
today.
Better.
Even better.
Right. His finger is really
right.
Gnarly. Really,
don't look at it.
I know, but you know, you're sitting across from us and it's kind of bubbly.
Sorry.
And red.
I'll hold it down here, guys. My
wow.
Poor guest.
I think it's hands.
The things I subject my guests to. Well, we are 91.5 WMFO in Medford. 61 Ghosts. Look, they're going to go on about, I don't know, 8 minutes or so, sometime. The
great.
Bottom of the hour.
Great.
Let's hear some Cramps in the meantime, huh?
Sure.
It's MFO.
Oh, wow.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And as soon as I get my thing straightened out here, you don't need to know what that thing is, but...
Stop it. Do I need to turn off mine?
Excuse me, caller?
Should I turn off the show?
Yeah, if you could for now. It gets weird.
Okay, there you go.
It gets funky. Hey, MFO, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hi.
Terry.
Yeah.
You were calling in for a CD? Because you knew my name was Brian.
Oh, yeah, Brian. I met you in person. You're cool. Great.
I did. I met her at a show in New York. What was that? That was a Johnny Thunders show, wasn't it?
Johnny Thunders tribute in July. It was a giant thunderstorm, but everybody came out anyway.
Well, this guy here, the CD you're getting from, has actually played with Johnny Thunders, so...
Scary.
Oh, you were saying. I looked up 61 Ghosts. I was reading the website. Joe Mazzari?
Yeah.
Yes,
how
that's
are you?
Him.
Okay, cool.
Nice to meet you.
I was reading all about your band. Nice
cool.
to meet
Thank you,
too.
Thank you. And Dixie's here, too.
Hello. How are you?
Dixie Deadwood.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
All right, yeah, no, I was seeing you on the website. Nice to meet you, too. Maybe I'll see you guys at a show.
We also have Simon Ritz stepping in, too. Is he going to help on harmonica?
I think he's just learning to play, but we'll give it a shot.
Welcome, Simon.
Good to be here.
Simon also played with Joe back in with the Daughters back in the day. So very cool piano I have here.
Yeah, thank you for your interest. We appreciate it.
Well, I don't know. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you their email off air. So all you have to do is email, say you're Terry with your address.
Okay.
And they'll send you the 61 Ghosts. All right, Terry?
Okay.
That'd be great.
You want me to give you my email?
No, I'm going to give you theirs.
Oh, you're giving me their email. Okay, sure.
Right. You know, I'm going to do that off air, all right?
Okay. Do you want me to do the request on the air?
What do you want to request? Maybe I'll give you an instant request.
Okay. I really wanted to hear I Want to Be Loved. L-A-M-S.
Oh, okay. Well, we just did a ton of thunders, but...
Oh, okay, yeah, I know you did it. All right.
No, you know what? I'll play it later on, though. All right?
Okay.
I Want to Be Loved. Yeah, remember that, guys. Mm-hmm. Maybe you guys can play it live, huh?
I don't know more than three chords. But
all I know is there's no such thing as too much Johnny Thunders and Heartbreakers.
There is not too much.
You start craving more.
No, yeah. But I'm going to give you guys some DJ 101. I just did a block of Johnny Thunders. Now I'm in the middle of a block of Cramps, and it just wouldn't make sense at all to do some right now. But
I will gladly play.
I'll do another Johnny block after the 61 Ghost session. How do you like that?
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I like that a lot.
And I Want to Be Loved will be part of it for Terry.
Absolutely.
All right, fair enough.
Thank you, Terry.
Hang on the line. No, if I get off the phone would be the best. Hang on the line, and I'm gonna give you their email. That's what I'm doing. Stick around. 61 Ghosts will be on in like 10 minutes, right?
Whenever you want.
Yeah, something like that. We're MFO. Okay.
As I sit here alone in a tavern, I can hear her voice soft and low, then someone dropped a coin in the jukebox. And played an old familiar song. Then tears came to my eyes as I suddenly realized was a song that reminded me of her. And ask me if I lost my best friend. I said, no, it's just that song. No, it's just that song. It's just I ain't heard it for so long. It brings back old memories. Won't you leave me alone, please? No, no, it's just that song. Primitive. I take what you give. I'm proud of my life, but don't ask me why. 'Cause if I told you, I'd probably pin it in. That's how I live. Take what you give, 'cause I love and I live.
WMFO in Medford, and so a little Cramps block for you there. Bikini Girls with Machine Guns, Georgia Lee Brown. It's Just That Song, and their cover of Primitive right there. And right now, I think the guys are ready. The guys and gals, I'm proud to introduce you live in studio here, 91.5 WMFO in Medford. 61 Ghosts.
Thanks, Brian. Don't touch my mask, that's all I ask of you. No regrets and one request, that's all I ask of you. No, no, I've had more love than most. Superman, I don't wanna be a Superman. Hey! Constant hope for constant love. Tip your hat to the man above. Warm kisses.
kisses in the fall. Your silhouette on the bathroom wall. No, no, I've had more love than most. No, no, I've had more love than most. I don't wanna be your Superman. I don't wanna be your Superman. I don't wanna be your Superman.
Hey, thank
ouch,
you,
ouch, 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 ouch. Whenever I clap, it hurts.
No, this is a no-clap zone.
I hurt my hand, guys. Ouch, 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 ouch.
Thank you, Brian and Simon.
Is that a brand new song?
It is. You know what? Not only new, but going on our latest full CD. Last time we put out a 6-song EP. This one's going on a full CD.
Full album coming out.
Full album.
Right on.
And at least part of it's going to be down in Atlanta at Joe King's studio from the Queers, Joe Queer.
Right on.
Yeah.
My band does covers a Queer song.
Please tell us what that is.
Met Her at the Rat.
Do you sing it with the gusto and the testicles? The Joe
I
Queer
sure
makes?
I do.
I know you do because I've seen you do it.
As queer as a queer can be.
I'm not sure that's politically correct.
We love that one, and I know a lot of people in the crowd enjoy that one too. So yeah.
Cool, Ben.
Thank you, Joe Queer, for that song. We'll play the Queers doing it later on.
Just the fact that they've been doing it for so long, at least Joe. I mean, that's amazing.
Where's he? No, he's from this area, right?
He was from up in New Hampshire. About where I'm living now.
I know they're kind of considered a Boston band.
Yeah, but he's living...
I mean, Met Her at the Rad.
Yep. Yeah. No, they're definitely a Boston band, but he's living down in Atlanta. He has a house down there. But they're always on the road.
Right.
It's fantastic.
The road is their home.
At least Joe's, for sure.
How poetic.
And we shared a drummer at one point, Hugh O'Neill. Hugh was in the Queers, and he was also in the Two Saints.
That's right. Joe was also in Two Saints. So was Simon, right?
I was a drummer, too. Two Saints had a lot of drummers. It was a little bit the Spinal Tap thing.
It was.
You know, a couple of them aren't with us anymore.
That's true. Hugh and Danny.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Sorry, guys.
I'm glad you're not a green globule on a drum stool.
Not yet. Still trying.
Why don't we do? Let's do one with Simon playing some harmonica.
Right.
Howlin' Wolf. Quit you before I commit a crime. I'm gonna quit you, commit a crime and do some time. You tried to leave me baby, it was not my time. Mix my drink with a can of Red Devil Eye. Mix my drink, a can of Red Devil Eye. Sit down, watch and hope and wait that I might die. Come on, son. That I might die. Poison in my coffee instead of milk or cream. Poison in my coffee instead of milk or cream. You bought the evilest woman. I say you bought the evilest woman that I ever seen. Take us outside. That I ever seen. Woo! Woo, baby. Oh, Chester Burnett. Nicely done, Mr. Ritt.
I think that's the best I've ever played it.
If he does say he'll say so himself.
And humble too.
Well, I've only done it once before.
It sounded very good. It was awesome.
It was very good.
Now that's Muddy Water. Oh no, Howlin' Wolf.
Howlin' Wolf. And let's do Tears with Dirt from Mr. Young.
I love that one.
Thank you, Brian.
My favorite 61 Ghost song I know of so far.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Actually, you know what? Later on, I'm going to ask you to play kind of the song that inspired this.
No clues yet on what that is?
A number of people have covered it. Actually, it was just called Psycho.
Oh, nice. I know the song. Yeah. 91.5 WMFO, 61 Ghosts.
If tears were dirt, I'd need a shovel, get me out of here. I ain't gonna live with this broken heart. I know your hurt hasn't been the best of years. We ain't gonna live a day apart. Day apart. Lessons learned sure can bring a flood of tears. I'm gonna sleep in this box of pine. I raised my fist, told you I didn't mean it, dear.
just trying to make you mine. Surely went and made it clear. I'm gonna sleep in the backyard long. The air is thick, mixing with my fear. A few more hours, I'll be long, long gone.
There you go.
Woo! Good God.
I can't remember if something came after that.
Are you sure there's only two of you?
There is.
You're funny.
This band consists of Joe Mazzari, Dixie Deadwood, and you usually do have a bassist on the road, though, right?
We just came back from Texas, and we had a great friend of ours, Rob Hankowski.
Oh, yes.
The kid.
That youngster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The youngster with, you know, a couple of kids and a house and a family.
I guess he's probably your age, but he looked, I don't know, I saw some video and he looked like a young guy, but it was very dark.
Rob said he's going to listen today, so he's probably got a huge head right now going, yeah, I'm the young guy.
Is he the same age as you?
No, he's a little bit younger.
Okay, little.
But he's a great guy, great bass player, and big time. Big fan of what you play, for sure.
Right. Today you have Simon as a guest doing harmonica.
Well, honored. Actually, that was neat playing along with that, Simon.
Hey, I love playing with these guys. And I am telling everybody over the last several months that I meet that the hottest rawest band out there is 61 Ghosts.
Thanks,
and
the hottest what kind of band?
Hottest rawest.
Rawest.
Yeah.
Got it.
We like that edge. A lot of people do, too. It's great to see you guys getting such a great response from all over the world, all over the country, really.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is, thank you. I appreciate that, Sam. We'd always heard, you know, you can't just go and record live. You know, you just can't do it, even though a number of people do it. So it's kind of a little bit of my thumbing my nose at some folks. And
right.
So we went and recorded this live in Mississippi, and we have a publicist now, and I mean, it's well over 300 plays all over the world and great press, and you go like, who would have thought?
Frank Rozak,
our publicist. But never thought we'd get like a ton of airplay off something we just banged out.
Right.
And it's allowed us to do, at this point, a couple trips to Texas, New Mexico, Florida,
I think that would be
New York.
The funnest way to record an album, just...
I tell you, you know what?
Just like you do it live, right?
It was the most fun I've had in a long time. Most fun. And Dixie and at that, JD is a great friend and a bass player down in New Mexico. These guys barely knew the songs. It was so just, let's go in and wing it.
Right.
Oh,
Dixie just quit? What's going on?
Dixie left.
No.
What's up, Dixie?
I just want to talk to you a little bit about our new album coming out. We're going to have it out in summer, hopefully, knock on wood. And Joe just keeps coming up with more songs, so we're going to have a full album. And We usually do tour without a bass player, but we were honored to have Rob with us. It went down in Texas, and we had the we're on tour. We called it the HanksRadio.net Texas tour. And, of course, it's our friends who run a station down there, but they really help put everything together.
My arch rival, Hank?
No. No, not...
Actually, you guys would all get along.
Yeah, they're fun. They can drink beer, let me tell you.
We're uncomfortable going on about the station.
No.
Because
but
Scott and Rob just, I mean, they set up a couple of weeks' worth of gigs, and we played with their equipment and their bands, and their families are just unbelievable.
Yep.
Right.
The so worn out souls and the walk offs.
Did Simon just ride off on his motorcycle? Get back
there
here.
There he goes.
That was the moped with the pullbacks. So anyway, we just did a couple of weeks in Texas. That was a ball. It wasn't fun coming back to the snow, but that's the way it goes. No complaints. And
you're taking your time with this new album?
Actually, we want to get down to Atlanta, and Joe's invited us down to...
You going to get it finished soon?
I'm hoping within a few months.
By summer.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to go Joe King's and...
You're Joe King of the Queers. Joe Queer.
Right,
the Kings.
Right. King of Queers.
King of Queers. So, fun stuff. It's funny, the last gig we did in Florida before this, we met up with someone Dixie used to work with, who's a booking agent. So she agreed to book us overseas, which
Music
is cool.
South.
Oh, get me. I need to talk to this woman. I want to do a Japanese tour. I'm convinced anyone that gets over there becomes like huge.
Music
over there.
You feel like carrying an ant?
Yeah. I'll be a roadie.
I'm kidding. So we got lucky there, and I think we...
Also Will.
Will in Austin looks like he might do some legal work for us. They've been productive trips.
Yeah.
What do you have next?
This is called Light at the End.
Light at the End.